While local officials obviously aren't happy with the funding decrease in the Senate roads bill, there are other provisions they'd also like to see changed. Both House and Senate plans would continue a local matching grant program created last year, but the Senate bill requires locals to put up half of the money, just as the current program does. Matt Greller, representing cities and towns, says the House plan would require locals to put up only 20% of the funds.
Which obviously makes it much easier for a larger and deeper population of local governments to participate in that program at a lower matching level. So that would be one, I think, particularly more rural, smaller areas, smaller counties, that's going to help.
Buck Creek Republican Brant Hirschman, an architect of the Senate plan, says funding and matching grant levels are still up for negotiation.
But I think the investment in the bill is still a pretty good nod to local communities.
Lawmakers are working out the final details of the road funding package, with the session's end only a couple weeks away. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.